Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, I want to say good evening and welcome to Only Believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I tell you what, it's going to be a great night tonight because the Lord is already in the house. Amen. And the most important thing we can do is gather ourselves in His name and come into His presence and let Him touch our lives. Amen. You were made to be vessels that would just worship God. So tonight, that's what we're going to do, and we're going to step right into worship and just let God be glorified in your life. Amen.
Sorry, I'm tuning.
Unchangeable story of how you came down and laid down your life for the ones that you love. Went to the cross, broken and torn, blood was poured out. Intention was born, sanity was done, your breath in my lungs. There is power, say you, and there is healing. Jesus, your love is made a way. Went to the cross, broken and torn, the blood was poured out, the intention was born, the sin that it was done, your breath. There is power, say you. There is healing in your name. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love is made a way. Sing that again. There is power to save. There is healing in your name. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love is made a way.
Somebody's got to get that tonight.
There is power. Yeah. possession. No more, no more fear and doubt. No more, no more guilt and shame. No more, no more fear and doubt. No more, no more guilt and shame. No more, no more fear and doubt. No more guilt and shame. No more fear and doubt. No more, no more guilt and shame. There is freedom from the grave. Jesus, your love made a way. There is power, save. There is healing in your name. There is freedom. Jesus, your love is made a way. Jesus, your love is made a way. Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being loosed. All we believe is we can see. Wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe it. Yes, we can see it. Wonders are still what you do. We are here.
Miracles happen when you move. Heaven is Yeah.
It's your hurts and I believe. You're the wonder-working God, and you heal because you love. Oh, miracles we'll see. It's your hurts and I believe. It's your hurts and I believe. It's your hurts and I
of the Lord. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Too good to not believe. Amen. That is definitely our Lord and Savior. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I forget all the announcements I'm supposed to be making. Of course, we had Vacation Bible School, our first meeting last week, and that was good. And I know that we have the ladies' breakfast coming up here the first Saturday in June. So I know that we're supposed to announce that, and you guys will all be glad about that and have a good time. But other than that, I think we're going to have to catch up on announcements on Sunday. Amen. And in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead at this time and release the children to go to Children's Church. Hallelujah. They're going to have a good time tonight. And they are going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is just take a few minutes to talk about the fact that the Bible says that it should be found among stewards to be found faithful. Amen. So I'm hoping that each of you have a reason why you're faithful in the area of offering and tithing, and that you have understood that this is a part of your promise that God has given you, that he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf, and that he will minimize things in your life, and that he will also open up the windows of heaven for you. And the Lord loves to come in and intervene on our behalf and do the supernatural for us. So I hope that you understand that this is a part of your God-given covenant and that God is with you on this. And so at this time, we're going to get ready and take up the offering. So we're going to have the buckets brought up here. Hallelujah. And then I'm going to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, God, that you are so faithful to us. And I pray that we are faithful to you, God, because in the area of tithes and offerings, Father, you desire to prove yourself. The Bible says that you want to prove how good you are in this area, God. And I pray that as everybody gives, God, that you'll just bless and touch what they do, and you'll bless and touch their lives. And I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
It's too hard to not believe. It's too hard to not believe.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I just feel such a nice presence of the Lord right now. I just feel the peace and the goodness of God, and that's always a wonderful, blessed thing, isn't it? Amen. Just to sit in His presence, you know, God will do a lot when you just come before Him and give Him your heart and let Him move on your behalf. Amen. You know, we're going to talk tonight about the Holy Spirit, and before we get into that discussion, I just want to say for each and every one of us, for us to have a relationship with the Holy Ghost, we first have to have a relationship with Jesus Christ, amen? And we have to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and He has to come into our heart, and we have to make Him Lord. And it's one thing to say, hey, I want to be saved and I want to go to heaven. It's a whole nother thing to say, not only do I want to be saved and go to heaven, but I'm going to live my life now in the way that guarantees that that's where I'm headed. Amen? Because you have got to apply the Word of God to your life and live for Jesus if you're going to go to heaven. Amen? Because you cannot live any old way and think that you're going to heaven. And that's one reason why the Holy Spirit is so important, because Jesus even said that after He goes up, it's going to be the Holy Spirit here that's going to help us and strengthen us and comfort us. Now, we know that Jesus resides in our heart, but we also know that the Holy Ghost comes as the comforter to help us. And so we're just going to look at a couple things here. And it says right here in verse 26 of John chapter 15, "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, He shall testify of me, and you also shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning." And so what's going to happen is that the Comforter, the Holy Ghost, is the helper that comes alongside to help us in our Christian life and in our Christian walk, and make sure that we are living this life the way God wants us to do. Right here in John chapter 14 and verse 25, it says, "These things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we know that the Holy Ghost is here to help us and to teach us and to empower us. And so we're going to look at some things here and just read on the Holy Ghost. And we're going to take the next couple weeks to continue reading and learning about Him so that we can be prepared to receive Him, because we need the Holy Spirit in our spirit to be able to do all that God wants us to do. In Luke chapter 11, verse 13, it says, "If ye then, being evil or natural, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" So I want you to know that just like you ask Jesus into your life, you have to ask the Holy Ghost into your life to have a bigger impartation of Him impacting us and living within us and doing what He does. And so we're just going to look at some scriptures here, and I'm just going to read some things out of the book of the Bible here in the book of Acts pertaining to the Holy Ghost. And one I'm going to read is right here in Acts chapter 1. It says in verse 8, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and into the uttermost parts of the earth." And so I want you to know that the Holy Ghost is a part of being empowered to live for God. Amen? And then we're going to look in here in Acts chapter 2, and it says, Acts chapter 2, verse 1, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in the place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each and every one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." I want you to know that there's an experience that you should have after receiving Jesus, and it's being filled with the Holy Ghost. It's It's called the infilling of the Holy Ghost, where the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you again a second time and empowers you with 9 gifts that we're going to get into later on in the weeks to come here. Probably next week we'll touch base on that. But for right now, I just want to talk to you about being introduced to the Spirit of the Lord and being introduced into the Holy Ghost. And I'm just going to show you another scripture still in Acts chapter 2. After Peter was explaining what happened, there was people that was listening to them. And I'm going to tell you what he told those folks, which is the same thing that we need to be told today. And in verse 37, it says, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to the children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." I wanted you to hear this because it says to those who was there, and even unto their children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. This is letting us know that from the time of the disciples first receiving the Holy Ghost until now, we are able to receive the Holy Spirit right into our heart. Amen? And we need the Holy Ghost, because we're going to learn that the Holy Ghost is needed. Why? Well, I'll show you one reason right here in the book of Romans. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 says, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." In other words, the Holy Ghost can come in and pray for us when we don't know what to pray. The very idea of you having the Holy Spirit is you pray in a language that you don't understand, because there's going to come an interpretation and a discerning that you will get from it. But at first, you're praying in the Holy Ghost so that you speak directly unto the Lord and you speak directly unto God. Amen? And in so doing, you're going to speak about things that are spiritual that you may not even know that you have need of speaking about, but the Lord will help you in them. Look what it says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I like to read these scriptures that let us know just how the Bible is just like very clear about what is needed and what we should have. And it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19, "What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." Woo. Once we get saved, guess what? We no longer own ourselves. And that means that we can't keep certain attitudes and certain lifestyles. We have to be willing to give that stuff up, because there's a lifestyle that the Holy Ghost is going to have us live. Amen? Our body is not our own, but we are a temple of the Holy Ghost. The Lord wants to reside in you and with you throughout every day of your life, helping you and living this life and helping you be able to do everything that you're able to do, because he's with us. Amen? I want to read something to you in the book of Mark, chapter 13, verse 11. It says, "But when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour that you speak, for it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost." Do you know that there are times where you shouldn't be speaking? Ooh, hallelujah. Amen. Especially when you're angry and when you have attitudes. Oh, man, come on. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There are times where we should not be speaking, But what comes out of our mouth should be the Holy Ghost speaking. In other words, you should get thoughts in your spirit that you know don't belong to you, and you're hearing the voice of God. God wants to speak to you, which we're going to talk more about that on Sunday. But I just want you to know something, that there's times where the Lord expected to be so close to you in relationship that he can speak through you, and you're his vessel that he can walk in any time of the day. Amen? And so we have got to be available for God, and we've got to be available to hear his voice, and we've got to be willing to speak out what the Lord wants us to speak and not just what we want to speak. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at something here in the book of Jude because it's critical. As we get ready to search and ask the Lord to come into our heart, I want us to know something, that there are very clear times in Scripture where it reveals to us just how important the Holy Ghost is. And in Jude chapter 1, it's one of those, because in verse 20, it says, "But ye beloved, building yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Wow. You know, one of the main reasons why you need the Holy Spirit is to build yourself up. You know, the Bible says in another scripture, which we'll read next week, but it says that we actually, when we pray in the Holy Ghost, we're speaking directly to the God. And so one thing we need is the Holy Ghost, because not only are we building ourselves up, but do you know that the Holy Ghost is the only way you can speak directly to God and make sure that every thought is pure and every word that goes out is absolutely pure? The Holy Spirit that's inside of you, and when you get to speak in other tongues, that's the only language that will ever be a part of you that is not going to be influenced by the world or by your carnality or by your natural man. And that's the whole reason you need to be praying in the Holy Ghost, is because you're going to build yourself up and you're going to pray things in a way that you would not. You know, sometimes if I was praying about a situation where I had to forgive somebody, or if I was praying about something where I was angry with somebody, I would not want to just pray in the natural over that subject. I would start by praying in the Holy Ghost. And that's what I would do first, and then I would get impressions from praying in the Holy Ghost that then I might know how to pray in the natural. But I first have to pray in the Spirit, amen? And I have to make sure that when I pray in the Spirit, I will not touch anything in a natural way. It will be supernatural. You know, sometimes the Bible says that we're supposed to pray for our enemies. Well, sometimes if you're praying for someone that you know is opposing you, sometimes it would be good to pray for them in the Holy Ghost. Because then you'll get impressions on how to pray and even maybe what to say to them or what to do to help restore a relationship. Amen? So we want to make sure that our heart and our mind is open to the Holy Ghost, and that we are understanding that that's where our most holy faith can be found, is when we are allowing the Holy Ghost to work through our life and through us. Amen? Now, I'm going to go and I'm going to give us another example of people receiving the Holy Ghost, so that we understand that there are two different functions here that happen. There's getting saved through the baptism in Jesus' name, and then there's being filled with the Holy Ghost. So we're going to look out here in the book of Acts chapter 19, and I'm going to begin to read in verse 1. "And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus, and finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is in Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. Hallelujah. See, I want you to know that there is receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that is your first step in your Christian walk. But then there is the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Helper, who's called alongside to be with you in Jesus' absence. Jesus said, hey, it's expedient for you that I go, because once I go, then the Comforter will come, and he will help you with all things. Amen? Amen. And so we see here that Paul first showed them how to get saved through Jesus, because they were still under John's baptism, looking for the Savior yet to come when he had already come. And then they had to get saved and get filled with Jesus. And then after that, their temple is prepared right now. Now listen, you can be a believer, and you may never receive the Holy Ghost, and you can go to heaven, because your salvation is in Jesus. Amen. And if you have received Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I don't want to take anything away from you. I want you to understand that there's more for you to receive. And while you're on this earth, the Lord wanted to give you more to help you. And that's where the Holy Ghost comes in. Amen. And so in the weeks to come, we're going to look at the fact that there are 9 gifts that come with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And those 9 gifts are supposed to operate in your life. Now, I'm sure that since you've been saved, I pray that you have heard the voice of God. I pray that since you've been saved, you know that thoughts come to you and they're not your thoughts. Or you read the Bible, and after reading the Bible, a thought will come to you and you know that it's not your thought. A thought will come and change your mind about who you are as a person. You know, you might think that you're worthless and you're this and you're that. And then you're reading the Bible and all of a sudden, value comes on you. And you start to understand, hey, I'm valuable. I'm not worthless. I'm actually priceless. The Lord said that I am, because he was willing to go to the cross just for me. And I've been redeemed by precious blood. And so we start walking in these things. And I want you to know that that's what the Lord wants you to do concerning the Holy Spirit. He wants you to know that you have room in your heart for the Spirit of God to come at a deeper dimension. And when he comes in, brother, I'm telling you, brother and sister, praise God, I'm telling you that when he comes in, you will be blessed by him. Amen? Because the Bible says what? I did not give you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Amen? And that's one thing that I think we should stand on, because the Spirit of the Lord is a spirit that comes with power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? You know, I love the Bible where it says we have the mind of Christ. Do you know that the Bible says that you have the mind of Christ? Wow, that's pretty amazing, isn't it? It means that if Christ believed, you can believe. It means that if Christ was loved, you're loved. It means that if Christ has a relationship with God, you have a relationship with God. Amen? And it means that the mind of Christ will help you get set free from your past. Amen? Because that's one thing that the Holy Ghost definitely comes to do, and that's to help you let go of your past. Because God does not want you limited by your past. And your past will try to put condemnation on you. And the Bible says what? Now for those who are saved, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen? And we are in Christ Jesus, so we don't have condemnation as part of our life. Now, conviction is something that we should have. Hallelujah. Praise God. Conviction is something that we need. Conviction keeps us straight so that we don't do things that we shouldn't be doing, and we're not involved in stuff that we shouldn't be involved in, but not condemnation. Conviction will help you stop doing wrong, but condemnation will hold you prisoner, saying, see what you did? This means that you can't be loved of God and this, that, and the other. Whereas conviction causes you to repent, and repentance gives you cleansing. And as soon as you receive that cleansing, you can let that yesterday go. Amen? And once I've let my yesterday go, woo, buddy, no devil can hold me back, and I'm going to walk in the joy of the Lord. Amen? I'm going to walk in the peace of the Lord. I'm going to walk in the goodness of the Lord. And that's what the Lord wants for us. Amen? That's what Jesus wants for each and every one of us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to say again that in book Acts chapter 1, verse 8, it says that you will receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Amen? And I want you to know that one of the most powerful things that you're going to receive from the Holy Ghost is the way to have the Spirit of the Lord in your life and upon us. Amen? The Holy Spirit allows us to function in faith. And faith allows us to see the goodness of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Well, praise God. Hallelujah, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just declare your glory. God, I just declare your goodness, Father. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness and for your blessing on us, God. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit, God. Father, that we can receive the Holy Spirit. And Lord, that we receive him with the evidence of speaking in other tongues. And God, we receive the 9 gifts of the Spirit that we're going to learn about, Father. And Lord, I just thank you that the Holy Ghost was meant for every believer, God. The Holy Spirit is meant to be received by every believer so that you will have that extra power that God gives you and that extra ability to build yourself up in his most holy faith. And Lord, we're just so thankful for your goodness tonight. I just pray your blessing upon the congregation tonight, Lord. I pray your blessing upon every person here. Lord, I pray that you just help them right where they're at, Father. Lord, if they've been at it for a long time, bless them, God. God, if they're midway through just walking through this thing, bless them. And God, if they're just starting or starting over, Father, Lord, I thank you that you are blessing people tonight and that you're touching their life right where they're at, Father, for you know right where they're at, God. You know what people are in need of. You know what every person here is in need of, God, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. And praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I want you to know that I've enjoyed being with you tonight, and I pray that you've been touched, and I pray that we'll see you again on Sunday. Amen. Amen. Praise God.